Well, this morning, as I said, I'm not preaching, but I do have a friend of mine that's preaching this morning. A friend from a ministry that I used to be associated with, the Bond Slaves, is a group that, when I was in an earlier rendition of it, called Sons of Thunder, and then they went through some issues and changed, and the people who had that group, they moved on, and now they've changed their name, become the Bond Slaves. And they went from a motorcycle ministry to a motorcycle club, though their ministry is still a priority. But Chuck will probably tell you a little bit of what the difference between those two things are, even though he wasn't planning that. But Chuck, come on up. And just like to thanks for coming. And just let us know what the Lord has for us today.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay.
Well, good morning to all of you. I definitely feel the Holy Spirit moving. He is here. He's among each and every one of us. I'd like to introduce myself again. I'm Chuck Amundson from Minneapolis Bond Slaves. We represent the slaves of Christ. I would also like to introduce, right now at this time, our president for our Minneapolis chapter. Boats, if you would stand. This is Boats. Bond slaves are Christian men, first off, that minister to 1%ers, what some would call outlaw bikers. These are bikers that don't know the Lord. Some do not want to know the Lord. And our mission is to reach out, befriend, help guide in the Lord, and let them know that Jesus forgives them for what they may have done. Our mission statement is pretty much to reach out to all bikers, mostly your 1%ers. 1%ers are your club people that wear patches. Something similar to the bond slaves might wear a three-piece patch, top rocker, center rocker, lower rocker. Ours is pretty self-explanatory. It says it all right on our back, on our lower back, Jesus is Lord. And that's what's in all our hearts. And that is why we ride our motorcycles. This is how we're able to reach out to these other motorcycle clubs. The most we can do is to try to help a brother or a sister that might need to know the Lord. And that is our mission. I'd like to give my faith statement at this time. This is how I came to the Lord. I was what I'm going to call a 3-cent Christian. I went to church on holidays and when my mother asked me to. I was confirmed, I was baptized, and then I kind of fell away from church. When I fell away from church, I kind of just walked on my own. Things didn't go right for me. Life, I was not blessed, let alone did I know what a blessing was. How I got to know the Lord was I had some major tragic things happen in my life, one right after another. And it came down to my wife and I. There was some abuse, there was anger on my part. There was controlling issues of always having to be on top. Being in charge. And it was wrong. I didn't know how severe this problem was that I had. I had no clue. I was walking like this. I did not know. So I went for some counseling during this time, and I sought some counseling for control management. This was 5.5 years ago. And during this time, my wife and I had split. And I stayed at my folks' house. They were in Texas. And I started reading the Bible, the New Testament. You can never have enough Bibles. I started reading that New Testament, and I just about done with that New Testament. I started singing, you know, talking to the Lord, saying, "Geez, I can't do nothing right. I can't get nothing together. Everything wants to fall the wrong way for me." Yeah, I asked the Lord to come into my heart, to take my soul, to have all of my flesh, everything that was of me. I got down on my hands and knees in front of a fireplace that had a fire going in it at my folks' house. And there's a picture of Jesus carrying a cross. It's actually a wooden statue from Jerusalem that my father and my mother had in their house. And I knelt down on concrete and I started praying a salvation prayer. I really didn't know all the words, but I asked the Lord to take me from what I was and that he could have everything, my heart, my soul, my flesh, everything that was of me. I stayed on that floor, kneeled, for 1.5 hours. I couldn't move. All I could do was try to figure out how I was going to get up. I was paralyzed. I felt a warmth come over me while I was on my knees. And I felt a change. I felt clean. I felt that the Lord had actually washed and scrubbed my heart and soul, and had done an awesome job of it, because I didn't know what to say or what to feel. I just felt joy and clean. Well, I crawled from that kneeling position to a sofa nearby, and I opened up the book. I started reading and finishing the New Testament, and I fell asleep. And I woke up the next morning. And once you know, I stood up. I could move. I could not move. A big man like me should be able to move. I couldn't move. I actually stood up that morning, walked outside, sun was shining, a little cool, sun was shining, a couple of birds chirping like mad, which really touched my soul. Birds never touched my soul before. Never. Never. But here I'm hearing these cardinals and I'm going, "Wow, what an awesome noise. I like it." Yeah, I lifted up my hands right there in the front of the driveway facing out the sun. I said, "Thank you, Lord." And I want to tell you, everything in my life had changed from that time forward. Everything I said, everything that I thought, everything that I felt, every person I met, I treated totally different, totally from how I was before. I treated my family so much different. I treated my wife in a whole new manner. And let me tell you, the counseling I went through for control management was the best thing I ever did. I signed myself up for it. A lot of people need to be pushed for it. I sought it, and I was asked to mentor after I had completed that. I had another mission. Bond slaves were starting to be in my life, and I needed to reach out. I actually was a CMA, Christian Motorcycle Association, for a short time of a year, and I needed a little bit more ministry than what I was being offered there. I needed to be able to have contact with these 1% bikers, and to have a brotherhood of sharing with a brotherhood. And I got that from bond slaves. And I've been with the bond slaves for about 3.5 years now. My faith statement is awesome. How I changed. And I'm sure each and every one of you can be changed in the same way. I know that I have taught my 23-year-old son some pretty bad things during this past tense time of being saved. I had taught him to grow up just like his father. He had watched the controlling issues, the verbal abuse, being a push and shove guy and always have to be on top. He had watched all that. Boy, he learned well. He learned so well that I was stricken with, when I was saved, I could see him, my old him, in him. So I made a deal with the Lord. I said, Lord, let me get my son into some counseling of control issues and behavioral youth with control. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks later, my son was signed up for these things. And he went through them, and he changed. He is not like the old dad that he had. He was now a new son, and he is saved, and he is walking with the Lord also. And I'm proud to say, I've got my family here today, and each and every one of my children know the Lord, and they are saved. I'll tell you a little story about when I was 16 years old. And what I would like to talk about is being in alignment with Christ. And what this story I'm going to tell you is kind of like how we would be physically out of line. I was 16 years old. I had been practicing some martial arts skills in a classroom of math. Fell down. Hit the back of my neck on a school desk. Didn't think anything was wrong. Had a sore neck. Walked around 3 days. Had a paper route. I put the paper bag and laid across my back, and I'd haul off and go do 70, 80 houses for the paper. Well, I kept falling down. 3 days in a row, I'm falling down and tripping. My legs wouldn't work, and I didn't know what was up. All of a sudden, the arms are dropping, and I'm trying to hold papers to throw, and I'm lobbing. I'm supposed to be throwing 20 feet, and I'm getting 2. Things aren't working. Well, so I go to the hospital and they do an x-ray. I have a broken neck. I've got 7 vertebrates. I've got 4 that are out of line. 1 this way and 1 that way and a couple more off this way, and I've got 3 that are broke from the base of the brain down. Well, this threw my family in shock. Threw me in shock too, because I didn't think nothing was wrong. I just couldn't walk a little bit, you know, and I was falling down. Well, I was out of line physically. Things weren't lined up. Traction and prayer on my mom's part help align that back up, physically align it. What I want to talk about is spiritual alignment. Today I'd like to mention spiritual alignment isn't with your heart and your soul in align with God. And in Galatians 5:25, you don't have to look this up, but if you have a Bible, you sure can. I'll read what it says to you. If you are living now within the Holy Spirit, let us follow the Holy Spirit. Lead in every part of our lives. And that's what it's about, to be in alignment with Christ. Alignment is spiritual, it's your soul, and it's your body. Before the body comes, there's 2 other parts, and that's spiritual and your soul. And if those all aren't in line, you are not in line with the Lord. And we want to be. That's our goal, is to be there in alignment with Jesus. There's some different ways to be in line with God, and that's to be in God's Word, to live a changed life. Breaking soul ties is a part of alignment with past relationships, as in a boyfriend or an ex-husband or an ex-wife, anybody that you had spent some time emotionally, even if you just kissed them in the past while you were growing up, as we were kids, until today. All those soul ties need to be broke. And there's a way to break them. First would be to repent from those spiritual ties, or whoever it may be. To renounce it, to remove it, and to refill. Because if we don't refill, we left an empty spot. And those are the four R's. I call them the four R's. Repent, renounce, remove, and refill. And they're four R's that we can always remember in life when we're down or even when we're up. I ask that everyone would look at each other and say, are we treating each other like Jesus would treat us? Are we walking with flesh of Jesus daily, 7 days a week, in the morning and in the evening? I challenge each of you to do so, as it is a full-time job for me too. Right now, I think I would like to thank Pastor Bruce for having the bond search here. And what a privilege it is to be here, to be part of this. We want to be active. We want to reach out. We want to help. And we surely want to know to meet you. And we'd love to meet you today outside here. We'll be here. Please come and meet us. We'd like to answer any questions you may have, that we'll answer the best of our abilities for you about the MC world, or if it would be just our own lives. Each one of the bond slaves, know the Lord, preach the Lord, walk with the Lord, and they will be blessed just to be able to talk to you and meet you. And I appreciate if you would take time to do that before you leave today. I also would like to pray with the congregation, if you don't mind, if we could all bow our heads. Father God, I lift up this church to you and the congregation in it. Father God, we come to you today as humbled people. We ask that you would lift us, Lord, and protect us with the blood of Jesus pouring over us, Lord, in protection. We rebuke Satan from our lives, Lord. We lift our families. First of all, Lord, we lift you. We lift our loved ones. We ask, Lord, that we could be more in touch with each and every one of the human beings that we are with. Father God, we care and we love so much about you and ask you to come into our lives and to stay in our lives when we sometimes have a tendency to walk away. Father God, we ask a blessing on each and every man in this church today, that they would be so blessed, that you would be doing in an abundance of blessings, Lord, as they walk with you, Lord. We pray this all in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And invite everybody after the service to please come out. And we have gifts for the children, or for any adults, the small crosses. Please feel free to ask. I believe my family will have some, and the bond slaves will have some of the crosses on the table out here. I hope I didn't take up too much time. I thank you for being here. It's a privilege from the bond slaves. God bless God.